letter, or were we satisfied that we have what we needed on this?
They have what they needed to be in front of us. I don't think we need to hold the record open for anything.
We have what we always have, the sports facility report. You get the more detailed letter, which actually would be an entrance, a letter of no objection, then an entrance approval later for the site plan process.
Second that motion.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 1838, Brian L. White and Lisa D. White. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 1839, R. Joseph Johnson.
A question on that, Mr. Lank. Does the same thing hold true with the Delaut letter on this? Did he have what was necessary to be here? Or
if he didn't have what was necessary, he wouldn't have been here. We have to have the support facility report up front. That's required before they even apply.
So no reason to leave the record open for a
Not
Delaut?
For that. No.
Mr. Chairman, on CU 1839, R. Joseph Johnson, my recommendation is for deferral at this time for further consideration and for a wetlands, the property had wetlands delineation done and he didn't have it with him. So do we request that he present that?
That's fine.
That's my motion. Deferral, leave the record open.
Okay. For the wetlands. Okay. You have a second?
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 1839, R. Joseph Johnson, leaving the record open to receive.